Well, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. We are so proud of you guys. We want to honor you. I get it, guys. I'm a mom. I feel ya. I know what it's like. Amen. It's such a blessing to be a mother. And so that's why we want to honor mom. We want to honor moms that are nurturing our kids, taking care of them, making lunches, waking up early every day, even on Mother's Day, waking up early, changing those diapers, making breakfast. And we want to say thank you for those that are praying, those are that are ever strong, ever resilient. When you're sick, you get up and you're still the mom, right? When you're tired, you're still the mom. You want to take the day off. Have you guys ever felt like, can I just take today off? Right? But we are the moms. We make the lunches. We make the breakfasts. We drive from pillar to post, dropping those kids off at soccer practice, at whatever lessons, at therapy. Amen? It's the single mother who doesn't know where her next meal is coming from, where their children's next meal is coming from, but she keeps going. She's strong in the face of adversity. It's the mom that's exhausted that feels that her prayers aren't being answered year after year. She's praying the same prayers for the same children. Those moms, dads, children, they are strong, and yet they are in need of love. They are also in need of love. They're also in need of appreciation. They're also in need of affirmation. And they're also in need of rest. Just because they keep on giving and giving and giving does not mean that they don't need that love and that appreciation. And today, I'd like to encourage our men and our children to take a moment and to reflect on that. They may be resilient and they may seem ever strong, and yet they need your words, they need your love, they need just to say, hey, you know what, I've got this today. You can sit down one day of the year, right? One day. Yeah. And so we are wanting to honor those women today. And women, if you're feeling tired, if you're feeling like giving up, if you're feeling like you have failed even as a mom in some areas. I don't know if ever you've felt like, hey, I could have done that better, right? The things that I could have done better. I may not have seen certain things that I could have avoided, right? Have you ever felt that as a mom? Today, I want to speak encouragement to you, and I want to speak to you about a woman called Deborah. And Deborah was born at a time where the people of Israel didn't have rulers. So she was born and God raised her up as a judge in the nation. She became a judge. The Bible calls her a mother. The Bible calls her a judge. And the Bible calls her a ruler. Now think about this. This is in the Middle East, where women are not always honored and respected, right? We're talking about those times. And God is so pro-woman, he raises up not only a leader in Israel and a judge of Israel, but he raises up a prophet. God calls her a prophet in those days. She is called to speak life into the men who were impotent at that time. They had no guts. They had no drive to do what they were meant to do. God doesn't call a woman to take over. No, he calls her to speak life into them so that they may go. And so the Deborah spirit isn't a controlling or manipulating spirit. It's not a spirit that wants to control or be in charge. You see, the religious men think that the women want to take over. They don't. They want to see the men arise. They want to see the men arise. They want to come alongside the men, but the men need to rise. Amen? And so Deborah is called to speak into the life of Barak and say, go, Barak. God has given you the victory. So Deborah is in this time where the Canaanites, the Bible actually says that the Canaanites were cruel oppressors. Not only were they oppressing the people of Israel, they were cruel in their oppression. In the song which Deborah sings for the victory, she says the villagers were silent. The kids were not outside because it was too dangerous. The elders were not sitting at the city gates discussing politics, discussing what's happening. They were not even there because of the cruel oppression of the Canaanites. The trade routes were shut. The businessmen were not making money because of the oppression of the Canaanites. The people had taken idols. They had made other things their god. And so God had given them over. And it's in this situation that Deborah is called to rule. And you can just imagine the despondency, how despondent the people were at this time. And I want to tell you that there's a spirit of oppression that wants to come over you. There's a spirit of where you are just discouraged with the situation that you're in. Maybe you're financially not where you want to be as a family, and a spirit of discouragement wants to take over. It wasn't a good situation that Deborah was in. And she could have chosen to sit with those others in the misery of the situation. She could have decided to just give up and say, well, the men, where are they? The leaders, where are they? We have no leaders. But God had placed a gift in her, a gift to prophesy, a gift to preach, prophesy and preach, to speak encouragement. He had placed the gift in her. When there is a need and you have a gift, God is calling you to step into your gift and to meet the need. You might have pain in your life, pain because of your family that's not serving the Lord. But what are you going to do in your pain? Are you going to sit in your pain? Or will you step into your gift and meet the need and comfort the pain and minister to the pain? And we're just going to read the song of Deborah to understand more of where they were at that time. Judges 5, this is the song that they were singing after they had won the victory. It says, In the days of Shamgar, son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were deserted and the travelers walked along the byways. So they couldn't walk on the highways, on the main roads, because it was so treacherous. It was so dangerous. Village life had ceased. People had lost their joy. There was a spirit of anxiety over people, a spirit of depression over people. Until I, Deborah, arose, I arose a mother in Israel. All that God needs is a mother, one mother, to arise. Mothers, the enemy wants to keep you silent. Mothers, the enemy wants to keep you despondent. He wants to discourage you. He doesn't want you to step into your gifting as a prophet. Whatever gifting God has placed on your life, we all have different giftings. Some have giftings of administration. Some have giftings of help. He doesn't want you to step into that gifting. So he wants to keep you depressed like the rest of the village. But Deborah decided to arise. She wasn't going to be under the spirit that was over that community, that village. She decided to arise. My question is, are you going to arise as a Deborah in this time? They chose new gods. Then there was war in the gates. That talks about infighting. The people in the gates were fighting with one another. Not a shield or spear was seen among the 40,000 in Israel. Not a spear or a shield. Nobody was ready to go and fight. Nobody had the courage. Nobody had the guts to go and fight the Canaanites. And yet she said, my heart is with the rulers of Israel. The Deborah spirit does not criticize leaders. The Deborah's heart is with the leaders who offered themselves willingly with the people. Bless the Lord. Verse 12, awake, awake, Deborah. Awake, awake, sing a song. Arise, Barak, and lead your captives away, O son of Abinoam. She was called to speak to Barak, to tell him to arise so that he could go and lead the captives away. Men, there are Deborahs in your life. We are speaking into your life. We are called to agitate you, to agitate you, to get up. Get up. We are here to irritate the men, to annoy them. Do you think Barak was happy with that statement? Like, go? He was agitated. He said, I'm not going to go alone unless you go with me. He needed her. God is calling the Deborahs to arise. The highways were deserted because of fear. The village life had ceased because of despair and discouragement. There was idolatry in the camp. And this is what we're facing today. You see, Deborah was aware. She was spiritually aware of the state of her family. She was aware of the state of the nation. She was aware of the state of the men that lacked courage. And yet she chose to take initiative. And God gave a word. He put a word in her spirit. Woman, we have been called to conceive a seed. That seed is the word of God. And as that seed produces within us, as we meditate on who God is and what we're called to do, we are called to speak it out boldly to the men and command them. Here it says, she commanded, she said to Barak in verse 6, the Lord, the God of Israel, commands you. She wasn't saying it in a really nice way. She said to him, the Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, Barak. Go take with you 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun and lead the way to Tamar. I will lure Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, and his chariots and his troops to the Kishon River and give him into your hands. She had a boldness on her because the seed of the word of God was conceived in her. It grew in her. And as she was exercising her gift in the community of judging the people, she became confident that God had called her to prophesy. Deborah, you will not become confident to prophesy unless you start serving in the community. Don't think you can arise as a Deborah without serving in the community first. It starts with serving. It starts with laying your life down. It starts with sitting at the tree and hearing the people's complaints. When the people came to her and complained, her spirit was vexed within her. She had compassion on the people of Israel. She heard the cries of the people. Deborah's, it doesn't take it's not the show of being on the platform. It's sitting in the gutters with those that are bleeding. It's sitting with those that are broken. It's sitting with those and binding up the wounds of those that are broken and knowing that there is a people that are lost. That was her heart. Her heart wasn't to manipulate and to control and to be in charge. That wasn't her heart. The Deborah spirit has a heart for the leaders, and she wants to speak life over them to get them to arise. She had been serving in her gifting. Her gift was she was a judge. She was a prophet. She was a mother. That sounds like a lot of hats to wear. Girls, do you feel me? We're the cleaners. We're the cooks. We're the counselors. We're the disciplinarians. We're the disciple makers. We're the accountants. We have a lot of hats to wear, and sometimes there's so many plates that we have to pick up. Right? You feel like you have 25 plates. Which one are you going to pick up now? And when your house is a mess and you haven't made the beds, you feel like a failure. You feel like, Lord, I don't know what to do right now. There's so many things to do. Which plate do I pick up right now? And that's where the Holy Spirit comes in, and he tells you, right now, this is what you focus on. Your house can be dirty right now. Your kids can eat takeaway tonight. It's okay. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He leads you to know which hat you have. You are now a judge, Deborah. You are now to judge according to the righteous spirit that I have given you. Now, Deborah, you are a mother. You are to take care of that son. You are to bind his wounds. You are to take him to his therapy and sit there. It feels like I could do 10 million other things, but no, that's where I've called you to be right now. But Lord, there's so much to do. No, you're the mother right now. Be present as the mother right now. Your children need you to mother them right now. She's a leader. She leads a nation into truth and righteousness. She speaks the judgments of God. She has the word in her. She rightly divides the word of truth. She's the prophet. She tells what the word of God says, and she does it boldly. Because if she doesn't, the whole nation will go and perish. Imagine that woman would have said, well, women can't preach. Those Pharisees are not going to like it. If I say to Barak, go right now, Barak, they will think I'm a bit pushy. I'm a little bit pushy. I'm a bit bossy. You're too bossy, Deborah. Know your place. No, she was anointed. She knew that she wasn't trying to take over. She was trying to come alongside and speak life and get the men to arise, to take up the spears, to take up the shields. I like what it says there in Judges chapter 5. It says, at Barak's advance, the Lord routed Sisera and all his chariots and army by the sword, and Sisera abandoned his chariot and fled on foot. At whose advance? Barak. You see, Deborah spoke the word, but Barak had to still go. Men, there is no victory unless you advance. The Lord did not act until Barak advanced. Your wife is going to speak life into you, but you have to advance. The prophetesses are going to give the word, but men, you have to stand up and win the battle, because the women are not called there to fight. That's where you have to come and say, I'm going to count the cost and I'm going to advance, because as they advanced, God did what he was going to do. We all have a part to play in this battle. And so Barak pursued the chariots and army as far as Harosheth Hagoyim. All the troops of Sisera fell by the sword. Not a man was left. Sisera, who's the leader, the captain, however, fled on foot to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, because they had friendly relations between Jabin and the clan of Heber the Kenite. Jael went out to meet Sisera and said to him, come, my lord, come right in. Don't be afraid. So he entered her tent and she put a covering over him. I'm thirsty, he said. Please give me some water. She opened a skin of milk, gave him a drink and covered him up. Standing in the doorway of the tent, he told her, if someone comes and asks you if anybody is here, say no. But Jael, Heber's wife, picked up a tent peg and a hammer and went quietly to him while he lay asleep, exhausted. She drove the peg through his temple and he died. Jael understood that he was an enemy of Israel and she was ready to kill him. Woman, are you ready to kill the enemy? Are you ready to drive a peg through their temple? Or are you playing games? Are we ready to take action, woman? Are we so mad at the Canaanites for oppressing our people cruelly? The Canaanites were cruelly oppressing the Israelites. They were abusing them. There were very bad things happening to the Israelites. Bad. So bad that the people could not leave their children in the streets. Imagine what was going on. And these women had righteous indignation. They were ready to kill the enemy. When the men did not have swords and shields, the women were ready to kill. Are you sick and tired of the oppression of our children? The oppression of our country? The state of our men. Are you ready to take vengeance not on the men but on the enemy, right? Can you see that Deborah's spirit is not against the man? They're with the man. Sometimes that's hard. So we have to ask the Lord to help us. Drive that pen right through the enemy's temple. Talks about a passion. Women that are passionate and ready The enemy wants to bring discouragement. That's where the people of Israel were. They were discouraged. They were tired. They were depressed. But it only took one woman of courage that was busy in that time doing the work of the Lord. When everybody else was discouraged, she was judging. She was ruling. She had God's word in her. She understood that the God which we serve is greater. The God whom we serve is mightier than these people that are oppressing us. She understood. And I'm sure she had started stirring up the woman. She started stirring them up. Come on, woman. Let's pray. Let's intercede. Let's ready ourselves. Amen. And when Barak advanced, that's when the Lord moved. Men, advance. Advance. Advance, men. Woman, prophesy. Don't get discouraged. The Bible says she arose. She arose. It means that we have to take action. We have to get up out of our discouragement. We have to get up out of our depression. We have to get up out of our fear. And understand that we have the victory. We have the victory. So for the mom that feels discouraged today, for the mom that feels tired, I want to tell you that you have a gift within you. You have a gift. You can sit in your depression. You can sit, or you can stand in your gifting and start operating. And as you start operating in that prophetic gift, as you start operating as a judge, as you start operating as a mother, leader, judge, in whatever capacity God has called you, and many of us are called to different things at the same time. Doesn't God trust us with so much, woman? We can handle so much. But our source has to be the Lord. He has to be the strength. When we're feeling discouraged, we have to come and drink. Amen? Drink of the water. Today, I'd like us to bow our heads, and I want to call on the Deborahs this morning. You may be feeling tired. Discouraged, maybe because of a break in relationships, maybe just tired of doing it all. But I want to encourage you this morning that God is your strength. He is your encouragement. He has called you as a prophet, as a leader, as a mother. And every single role is equally as important as the other. You may be the breadwinner. You might be responsible for bringing the money home as a mother. Rest in Him, rest in Him, rest in Him as your supplier. You may be in the corporate world, having to deal with the politics that comes with that. God gives you the way to operate, not by the world's system, but by God's system. Amen. We do not conform to the world's system of business or of management. We conform to God's system. Because man is not our source, God is our source. We have all been called as mothers. You might not be a mother today, but you've been called as a mother to mother somebody, to nurture somebody. To speak life over somebody, to prevent somebody from committing suicide. to love a child that is not being loved at home. And if that's you today, if you're feeling discouraged, I want you to just receive God's love for you today. Just know that you are loved. Know that you are loved. If you feel you've messed up, just receive God's forgiveness. God can bring back and restore relationships. Everything is redeemable through Jesus Christ. Everything. Everything is redeemable through Jesus Christ, even broken relationships. And today I want you just to cling to that promise. Father, you are able to redeem what the locust has stolen. You are able to wipe away my mistakes, take away my sin, remove it as if it never happened. God is able to do that. Mother, where you have faltered, do not allow shame or guilt to come over you. Give it to the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Help me. Redeem, take away my sin as far as the east is from the west. Thank you, Father God, that you put me in right relationship with you and that you bring back those relationships that need to be restored in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, for restored relationships. Do not live under the lie that it cannot be redeemed. With Jesus, everything is redeemable. Everything is redeemable. Every mistake is erased in the name of Jesus as if it never happened. That is the power of the blood today. Woman, do not let the lie of the enemy come in and say that your child is too far gone. They are never too far gone. With the blood of Jesus, everybody is brought near. Everybody is brought near. Everybody is brought near. A wayward child is brought near. A marriage is restored. A broken family is made whole. But it starts with you. You cannot call anybody to arise unless you have arisen. How do we arise? We receive Jesus and we stand up in his resurrection power. Stand up in his resurrection power. Stand up in his resurrection power. Stand up in his resurrection power today. Arise in his resurrection power today. Deborah, arise. Barak, advance. Deborah's, arise. Barak's, advance in the name of Jesus. In the spirit, God is calling every Deborah that has been sitting in her mess to stand up. Stand up. Stop sitting in your mess. Stand up. Get up in Jesus' name. God is calling every Barak to get up and advance, to go forward. God is calling the Baraks to go forward. Unless you advance, we cannot win the battle. Unless you advance, we cannot win the battle. God is ready with the salvation plan. He has died for all men to be saved, but we have to go out. We have to believe. We have to activate by our words and by our actions. How do we measure faith? Faith is what we say and what we do. Faith is what we say and what we do. Faith is not a religion. It's not Christianity. Buddhism, faith is what we say and what we do. You want to measure your faith? Look at what you're saying. Look at what you're doing. Are you saying things that are contrary to God's call on your life? Then align with faith. align with faith. It's what you say and what you do. God is raising up Deborahs who believe the word that will start with serving in the community. They are servant-hearted. Deborahs are servant-hearted. They do what needs to get done. They do what needs to get done. Deborahs are mothers. They are nurturing. They speak words of affirmation. They call, they challenge, they call people forth. Deborahs are prophetesses. They prophesy, they prophesy, they prophesy by faith. They prophesy by faith. If you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, I want to give you that opportunity. If you have not made Jesus the Lord of your life today and you are sitting in a place of discouragement, of fear, of hopelessness, of even torment, your soul is tormented. Your soul is tormented by your addictions. Your soul is tormented by your sin. I want you to call on the name of Jesus today and say, Lord, save me. Save me from my sin. Save me from myself. Save me from the demons that torment me. Today, I want you to say, Lord, save me. I believe in you, Jesus. I trust in you. I cannot save myself. I cannot help myself. And the Bible says that you will be saved when you call on the name of Jesus. You will be saved when you call on the name of Jesus. You will be saved. Do not sit in the place of depression. Do not stay in the place of addiction. Do not stay in the place of bondage. Call on the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. If that is you today, just raise your hand and say, Lord, I need to be saved from these thoughts, from these imaginations, from these things that keep recurring in my life. Lord, save me. Just raise your hand today. And I want you to say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, save me. Save me from my sin. Wash me in your blood. Take away the sin. Remove it from my life, from the east to the west, and that the effects of the sin will no longer even be evident in my life. Thank you, Lord, that you redeem what the locust has stolen, what the enemy has stolen in my life. I believe in Jesus. I give you my life. From this day forward, I will serve you with everything that is within me. Withholding nothing in Jesus' name. If you said that prayer, just ask the Lord right now, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Just say from the depths of your heart, say, Jesus, fill me with your Holy Spirit and fire. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and fire. That I may burn for you, that I may live for you, that your water will of living waters will just flow from my innermost being, that the rivers of living water will flow from my innermost being. Hallelujah. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. And then I want to do one more call. If you are discouraged, if you've been despondent, if you've been in that place that the Israelites were in, and you just need some prayer, I'd like to call you forward as we stand and sing the song. I like to call you forward. It's like, Lord, I need prayer. I need somebody to agree with me. I need somebody just to lay hands on me. We have prayer warriors here this morning that will be praying with you. We can stand as we sing the song.